Welcome to Common Prayer, episode 68, on Tuesday, June 9th. When we think of running a race, we think of training, learning, and coaching that's needed to run the race well. Jesus is the model to look at, the coach to learn from for the race of faith. He not only ran the race and modeled it for us, but he paved the track in the first place. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and I am grateful for the chance to be with you today, grateful to be sharing this episode, this reflection with you. I hope that this finds you doing well. Today we're continuing our look, really this entire week, looking at the theme of endurance. And Kathy B. led us so well yesterday in opening up this week and really connecting this concept of endurance with, so much of the need of the moment. As the world, again, just seems relentless in the past few weeks. Whether it's the fatigue of understanding our kind of COVID moment, or just the absolute tragedy of seeing the way that our country has just been split and divided and torn over the past few weeks. We really felt this sense that we needed to spend a full week on this concept of endurance, of perseverance, of what it looks like to continue to pursue faithfulness, even in these difficult moments. One of the themes that we're looking at in our current sermon series is that the kingdom of God is a reality that is both now and not yet, and that we live in the midst of Jesus having inaugurated the kingdom, but yet it is not fully established. At that moment, the full establishment of the kingdom of God is still yet to come. And so for us, we live in this tension now in what theologians will call like the time between the times, where we live right in the middle of the now and the not yet. And so what we see is this difficult truth of our world is messy, it's broken, it's filled with injustice and pain and death and racism and hurt. And I mean, all of this is just boiling right beneath the surface. But yet we do have moments in which God is moving and we see the now aspect of the kingdom of God. And so we live in that tension. And the concern is that we allow that tension to render us ineffective. But for the believer, we are not called to live into an apathetic waiting, but rather we're called to this idea of perseverance. We're called to press forward in the pursuit and the ideals of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And so this tension really creates a struggle for us as we long to see the world made right. And we must prayerfully consider the way in which we are called into that work. Where are we called into the work of healing and reconciliation and all of that entails? Because again, that's what it means to fall in or to live into the kingdom of God here and now. So I want to bring us back to our text that Kathy started with last week in Hebrews 12. And remember, Hebrews 12 comes after 11. And the author in 11 is writing all about these saints of old who lived so faithfully, that endured so much. And then we get to chapter 12 and it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." So as Kathy demonstrated yesterday, this first verse of this chapter is really this call to run the race of endurance. And then the second verse transitions into how we do that. And so listen to what the author says and how we run this race with perseverance. Verse 2, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." You see, what's clear for the author of Hebrews is that in order for us to run this race, there is in fact a sort of how. And it begins with this fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. You see, the reality is this, is again, as we look to Jesus, we see that he is the supreme example of what it means to run the race with perseverance. I love that translation, that Jesus is the pioneer, the one who has gone before us. And then he's also the perfecter, the telos, the fulfillment of our faith. And so he is both the beginning and he is both the end. He is the one in which we embody and follow the way of Jesus, because he has gone before us and demonstrated how we do this. And he is also the one who is working it to its completion. And so we saturate ourselves in the way of Jesus to understand what it means to do that. And, you know, what's interesting is the author goes on, and the road, as we know, if you have been around Jesus at all, you understand that it was a difficult road, right? And the author doesn't skirt that. It says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, the way of Jesus is this way in which his eyes were fixed on the faithfulness and the kingdom of God. And listen, it resulted in enduring the cross. We sometimes miss this. Jesus wasn't killed for loving everyone. He was killed because he confronted the powers that be. Because the kingdom of God, the way of Jesus, ended up confronting all the status quo. And so there is this sense that as we draw faithfully to Jesus, there is this suffering that comes right behind it. You know, Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. It's this, again, the sense that we are all called to lay our lives down for the sake of the other, because Jesus is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, has also done that first. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Now, the beauty of that is obviously that when the joy was set before him for the cross, that is something he did on our behalf as well. And so he endures the pain of the cross. He endures the death that was coming for us. And yet now he has called us to do the same for the world, to lay our life down for the sake of others. And all of that was not for naught, but rather it says that he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, that there is in fact a reward that is coming, this idea that Jesus has ascended and is ruling over all creation, and we then are enlisted in that work, that one day we too will join God in his creation. But it begins by saturating ourselves in the way of Jesus, by allowing our imaginations to be filled with what it means to embody that, because it is only through fixing our eyes on Jesus, through saturating, marinating, allowing our imaginations to just be filled through and through with who Jesus is. Because it's in that filling that we then live faithfully into our next moment, because we don't know any other way. So church, the calling is to fix our eyes. The way that we run the race with perseverance is to fix our eyes on Jesus, but not, listen, don't romanticize that. It means we fill our imaginations with Jesus. We fix our eyes on him so that we too can run the race. The race is not just to fix our eyes on Jesus, but rather it's in fixing our eyes on Jesus that we can run the race and do the work that has been laid out before us. That's the call. And it will come with suffering, but listen, it has a telos, it has an end goal, and that is the renewal of all things that Jesus is bringing to pass. So, as we prepare for our time of prayer, I invite you to settle in, and what I want to do for the next few minutes is just fix our eyes on Jesus. So begin to take a few deep breaths again. Begin to slow your mind down. Follow the cadence of your breath and recognize that you are in the presence of the pioneer and perfecter of your faith. He is with you. He is here right now. And then I want you to imagine what it would look like for you to fix your eyes on Jesus. Think of the ways in which you know Jesus. Think of the character of which you know of Jesus. Think of those stories in Scripture of the way he interacts with others. Allow those images to come to your mind as you just fix your eyes for a few brief moments on Jesus. Where do you see him lovingly walking alongside others? Where do you see Jesus offering grace to those that we are least comfortable offering grace? Where do you see Jesus angry and confronting the brokenness of the world? Maybe just spend a moment and even ask Jesus, what is it that you are calling me to do? Because you are the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. You have gone before me. Where would you like me to go? In a world riddled with brokenness and division and hurt and pain and racism and injustice, where is Jesus calling you to bring about resurrection? Fix your eyes on Jesus. And remember, it's in our fixing our eyes that we then are able to run the race. And that race may be filled with pain and hurt and loss, because that's been the call of Christians. It's what it is to follow a Jesus who died. It's to recognize that this moment of brokenness is temporary, but he is bringing about a new world right here and right now. So, church, fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That is our hope. He is bringing about this new world, and he's invited us along with him. So may you go today, may you go tomorrow, fixing your eyes on him, because it's in that we know how to run this race with perseverance and endurance. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.